Talk to Julie Calthorpe, 7:45, Wednesday mornings. Well, she's here this morning talking about forgiveness, and you wanted to correct something from a conversation Orlena and I had just moments ago, Doctor.
Right. You had said that Orlena needed to say sorry to you, and then maybe you'd consider forgiving her. And I had just said, well, that's not really how forgiveness works. Sometimes people never get a sorry. They never get, I'm sorry I hurt you, or an apology from an organization about how they were treated. But it's up to the person themselves who's carrying the hurt to decide whether to forgive or not. And it's not reliant on a sorry. So you can still forgive Orlena and maybe focus on all the nice things that she did for you. That might also help.
All right. Well, the word forgiveness gets thrown around a lot when it comes to people healing from trauma or hurt. When I think about what some people have gone through, I really can't imagine, Doctor, forgiveness, but it is something that has proven to make us all feel better. And do people need to forgive to get well?
Well, first, no one has to do anything, including forgive. However, undeniably, research shows that forgiveness is helpful when it comes to healing and feeling better. Mm-hmm. So I think it would be helpful, though, to start with what forgiveness is when we use it in a clinical sense. So it is the idea of letting go and moving on, but in addition to this, there's an investment in a positive emotion towards the person or persons who hurt you. So, and that comes from a psychologist, Dr. Madison, who developed research around the importance of forgiveness and identified emotions including empathy, compassion, and understanding. We hear so much about those emotions lately as part of forgiveness. So when it comes to positive psychology, which is what I tend to lean towards, the benefit is that it reduces stress. Research also shows that forgiveness reduces anxiety, depression, and even major psychiatric disorders, as well as fewer physical health symptoms and lower mortality rates. So it's pretty powerful.
Well, speaking from experience, I know it is hard to forgive because when somebody hurts you deeply and badly, sorry, I'm not looking at you, Sean.
Sorry. I thought you were looking at me.
It's hard to forgive them, especially when they don't show any signs of remorse or you think like, why did you do that?
Yeah, for sure, Orlena. And because people, groups of people, organizations hurt people, cause people pain, it's hard to say then, I have understanding, compassion, and empathy for those who have harmed me. That's extremely difficult. We've all been there. Someone wronged us in some way, sometimes very seriously. And when a therapist suggests it would be helpful to forgive a person, it doesn't come easy. We can, however, practice this. And although for some people, because of their personality or other characteristics, it's easier when someone hurts or shames us, but we can all be challenged by this. You know, even those of us who practice it, you know, I've gone through situations where, you know, I've spent countless hours kind of processing, walking, meditating, practicing understanding and compassion so that you come to a place, and under most circumstances, forgiveness, it flows easily for me. So I also recognize those challenges. But when you finally let that go, it is an incredible relief. I think also to answer that question, Orlena, there's other myths about forgiveness to get in the way, like only weak people forgive, or forgiveness lets the other person who wronged you off the hook, or if I forgive, I'm saying what they did is okay, but it's not. Forgiveness is none of those things. Forgiveness is something that although you may be saying I forgive you and you understand the forgiveness and the benefit of it, it's something that you're giving to yourself, less anger, lower stress, letting go of that need to hold others responsible.
Julia, you know, and when we get back, I'd like to share just like a little brief story about forgiveness that I think is pretty empowering for people.